everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome into the V Spot. The doors of the V Spot is now open. You guys see that red light, and that means that we are ready to have a great time. Come on in. It is snowing outside. Please be careful if you are in Philly or the surrounding areas. We're going to have a great, great time tonight. I have some good jams and some stuff to talk about. So go ahead, y'all. Sit back, relax, get your favorite drink of the night. Be sure to share this love, share this live. And our experience is going to start right now, y'all.
And now, a word from our proud sponsors. Cosmos Radio Network of the UK, proud sponsors for the Tri-City Finest, King of the Oldies, Ali Hackett, and the Princess Lovely. The international radio station that playing music that's out of this world.
It's the V Spot. Yes, honey, the V Spot. Welcome to the V Spot.
Welcome, welcome back into the V Spot. Listen, it is so cold outside. It is cold. It is raining. It is snowing. It is going absolutely, absolutely berserk. So if you are driving, please make sure you are taking it easy, taking your time, and being careful, okay? Because the snow ain't loyal, y'all. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to jump right into it. I hope you guys are ready. I have so much to talk about with you guys. But just so you know, we are only streaming at this time on the Know, that is the KNOW BS Duo Show, and also underneath the sister chat. So make sure you guys come in and say hello there. Make sure you give us the option to say your name. We don't want to just call you a Facebook user. And also to all of my Vibers, cheers to you guys. Thank you so much for coming in. It is chilly in Philly, and I have some things that is going to heat us up. Be sure to know that right after this will be live and uploaded to your favorite podcast app. No matter which one you use, it's going to be there. So be sure to go ahead and check that out. So listen, share the love. Let me know where you are vibing with me from. I'm so happy that you guys are here. We're going to jump right in, right? You know, the doors of the V Spot are open. It's swung completely open. So let's go ahead and get some songs on, y'all. While I get myself together, right? It's snowing. I said, let me go ahead and go outside and let me move my car, because my car was in a certain spot. So I wanted to go ahead and I wanted to move the car. Y'all, it was crazy getting down those little blocks. And I have four-wheel drive on my vehicle. So I just want you guys to please be safe. It was snowing all day with no layering in sight. Like it wasn't sticking, right? Now all of a sudden it is getting cold outside. The weather is the temperature is dropping, so it is definitely sticking. So just be cool and be easy, okay? So listen, while the doors of the V Spot is open, we're going to go ahead and we're just going to rock out to some Angie Stone really quick. Also, be sure to know that we have at the V Spot where you can go and listen to all of the vibes that has been dropped on all of our experiences. You can go ahead and check that out there and add some of your favorites as well, because you'll be able to see it. So here we go, y'all. Brother by the one and only Angie Stone. Welcome into the V Spot, y'all. Cheers.
It's my king, it's my one. Yes, he's my father. Yes, he's my son. I can talk to him because he understands everything I go through and everything I am. It's my support system. I can't live without him. The best thing since sliced bread is his kiss, his hugs, his lips, his touch. And I just want the whole world to know about my life. Allegedly, Kim K has now moved on, right? And it looks like she moved on. They both look happy on both ends, right? He looks happy with the young lady who is a fox, Miss Fox, who is definitely foxy. And she looks happy with the person that she's with. So allegedly, Kanye West is going around talking about her guy, right? Stating that he has AIDS and that he is sick. Allegedly. Allegedly. So, supposedly, Kanye West has been spreading that rumor around his friends. And then somehow it got back to Kim K's new significant other. And he's like, yo. So when, you know, the reporters reached out to Kanye, he's like, I'm not saying that. Do I think he's saying that? No. I don't know. I'm not too sure. If you guys are following the whole Kim K, Kanye fiasco that is going on, it is so much that is going on between them. So I just don't know. But I want to say, Kanye ain't doing that. You're not doing that, friend. No, you're not. Okay? You are out here living your best life. Speaking of, you see how quick we move on? Kanye West is scheduled to do a deal with another designer, right? So he supposedly signed on to this amazing deal with this designer, and he wants homeless people to model the clothing as opposed to pay. And y'all know I'm here for it, right? All homeless people are not homeless because they just out there on the streets. There's so much that is going on with people for the reason, you know, behind them being homeless. And if you guys watched the No BS Duel show, when we went out to feed the homeless, they have some amazing stories. Some were doctors, some were teachers, some was on housing authority and the house caught on fire, and now they no longer have nowhere to go. So there, you know, there is so much other than just that they're just out in these streets all willy-nilly. So Kanye West is saying, allegedly. Kanye West is saying, yes, we're going to do this deal, but while I am doing this deal, I want you guys to be able to supply the homeless people with funding, so I want them to be my models, which I think is so dope, which I think is great. So big up to our brother Kanye West. Moving on, while we're talking about so much crazy stuff that is going on, the whole Tasha K, Cardi B fiasco. And this is why you have to be so sure. And I'm not a journalist, okay? I'm not a journalist. I just come on here with you guys and I just give my thoughts. I didn't go to school for journalism. I didn't do any of that. I was given the opportunity. I was provided the opportunity by another radio station. Where the V-Spot was birthed, radio station. So, you know, I know, even without being all of that, even without going to school, that you have to make sure you are listening, you are following, you are doing your due diligent research, right? So Tasha K says some stuff, and none of this is allegedly, this is real, real, okay? Tasha K says some stuff, you know, in reference to Cardi B. And, you know, some people think that because Cardi B has this money that she should not have sued Tasha K, or that she should not have gone through everything that she went through. Can I tell you guys how I feel? Cheers. I think that she deserved everything that she got, because before Cardi B was Cardi B, and the artist, Cardi B, that we know, before she's all of that, she's a mom first, right? She's a mom first. She's a lady first. She's a wife after. So all of the things that was said about her, and there was some things even when, you know, Tasha K said, oh, I know that that wasn't real, but I still stated that. You can't do that. You can't lie on people. You can't just say whatever you say because you want to clickbait. It's not right. It's unethical. So I am so happy that Cardi said, you know what, this is what I'm going to do. I have to show you that you came for the wrong person. And let's just be sure, Cardi B doesn't play about her baby. Cardi B doesn't play about her father. And Cardi B doesn't play about her man. So just so you guys know, if you have any insights on coming for Cardi, you better make sure you come correct. I'm happy that it went down the way that it went down, right? Cheers. Moving on in all of the news that is going on. Did you guys know that Arnold Schwarzenegger, is it Nigga, N-I-K-K-A? Or I'm going to say the correct how you say his last name. But we all know who he is, the Terminator, right? He was in this really, really bad accident, he did not start it. I need everybody to know that he did not start the accident, or he was not the aggressor of it. So what happened was, there was an accident and he was driving in his vehicle, and to kind of like swerve, he kind of went up on two wheels. So he was fine, everybody was fine, but then they're talking about this immaculate vehicle, this new vehicle that he was driving the next day from that. So the vehicle was absolutely gorgeous, y'all. It's one of those goodness, it looks like the army type vehicles. You know, I'm not even too big on names and on cars, but yeah, he had a nice, not saying that he couldn't get it, but you know, he had a really, really nice vehicle after all of that. So it's Arnold Schwarzenegger, N-E-G-G-E-R. You guys know how to pronounce it, right? It's that dude. So I just wanted to make sure I said his name correctly. So yeah, it's so much going on. It is so much going on in the news. It is so, so, so much going on. Guys, listen, we're going to go ahead and we're going to pay a bill really, really quick. And when we come back, we are going to discuss how so many people are not getting taxes this year. If you did something last year and you thought that it was a great idea, this year it definitely, definitely bit you in the backside. So guys, thank you so much for coming into the V-Spot. Please be sure to share this love, share this live, and let me know where you are vibing with me from. I'm going to go pay a quick bill, and I will be right back. Cheers, guys.
I feel like busting loose. Busting loose. I said, Shala. Come on, y'all say.
Happy how they were able to still come to the States, you know, because she was the States smart, right? And he was out of that smart. So I just love how, you know, they were able to still come together and he is still being there. They have an amazing family. They have a beautiful baby girl. She's probably like 6 months right now. Probably so. If you guys remember, you know, we follow our cousins all the time. And then they have the baby, you know, the man, the young man. So I'm just so happy for them. I'm so happy that they were still able to proceed and move on. You guys remember her whole Oprah interview, you know, with talking about her depression and just saying how it just felt, how all of the things that she wants to. So big up to our royal family for doing the thing and coming back and just still being together and still being happy, right? Yes. So cheers, y'all. Listen, we're going to go in and we are going to play yet another. Here it is, y'all. Belle Biv DeVoe, we're going to take it way back. Poison, because I got something to tell y'all after this hit. Thank you for coming into the V-Spot, y'all. Cheers.
I sense a change in my mind. Yeah.
Stating that she dated the one and only Drake. Got everything. I got everything. I love Drake. Okay? I love him so much. But apparently, allegedly, this young lady is going around stating that she dated Drake. Now, it just scrolled on my screen. And I just wanted to tell you guys. So I might have to come back with her actual name. But the name doesn't even matter. Right? She's out there and she's saying, I dated this hunk of Vernon Love. Meanwhile, did you guys see? It's a show on, oh my God. It is a show on Amazon. There's a show on Amazon. And there's a gentleman that plays on that. I'm going to get the name too. That's going to be on my Amazon find. So you guys can go ahead and look at that as well. This young man looks just like he could be Drake's brother. I lied to you not. Let me find out what the name of that is really, really quick while we are, chatting it up. So let me see, y'all. So it's a Prime. The show was on Prime. It's really, really good. It's a series. So it is a series, and it is called, I wonder if it was, oh, it's not letting me see what I've already watched, guys. Dang. If anybody knows what it is that I'm talking about, it is the young lady who just got divorced from the pastor. They were together for like 9 years, and she made this series. It's such a good series. But I promise you that gentleman looks like Harlem. It is called Harlem. So make sure you guys go ahead and watch Harlem. Check it out on Prime Video. It is an excellent, excellent series of a group of friends and everything that it is that they are going through in Harlem, trying to get their life right. But the gentleman that that the young lady was talking to looks like he was a chef. right? He was a chef. Looks like he could be Drake's cousin. Yeah, he does. So that is a definite find. Let's keep going on. So Adele, Poison. Poor Adele. Adele, her residency in Vegas has been canceled or is may not go forward at all, right? There was the big thing that was going around with the vid that stopped it. There were so many people who purchased tickets from her, and she took a stand to Instagram and Facebook to apologize. And I think she also did Twitter as well to apologize to them for them purchasing the tickets and her not being there and being able to perform. And if we all know, Adele is absolutely amazing. Amazing, amazing. So Live Nation and the Caesars Palace, they are allegedly struggling to strike a deal with Adele fast enough to save her with the residency. And there's so many reasons why she refused to come out to Vegas and come out to do, you know, to have her residency there. So what does residency mean? It just means that you take shop at one of the hotels and they have like the live videos and live shows and things like that. Usher took residency there. Prince did residency there. So many people did residency there. The musicians did some residencies there. And it's just, you know, it just means that you are there and people, it is a brilliant marketing strategy to get more people to come into a secluded area. Does that make sense? So, yeah. So, you know, it's so much. And we just don't know what's going to happen with that. But you guys know Adele is so awesome. She gives the most amazing performances. You know who she reminds me of? Or kind of sort of in the same, Bruno Mars, right? I think Bruno gives the most amazing performances, whether it is online, whether it is at a music event like, you know, the Grammys or something like that, or just period. He is such an amazing, amazing performer. So, you know, it's just so sad. It's just so sad. So Adele, we are here for you, girl. We know you can sing. That one night with Adele took me to so many different levels. Okay, you are amazing. And just please, 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 guys, don't give up on that. So as I hear more, if this story continues to play out, I will be sure to bring it to you guys. Okay, cheers. I know you guys are like, she has nothing. Guys, I have nothing. Okay, cheers. Cheers. I have nothing. I didn't have enough time to get me something to drink, to spin it around, but you get your favorite drink, and let's continue to talk about it. So we are going to say happy birthday. If you are a friend on my list, hey friends, make sure you guys tune in where I say happy, happy birthday to each and every one of you guys. Or if you know someone whose birthday is this month, or whose birthday is coming up, please make sure you guys go ahead and say happy birthday. Drop that below so we can make sure we say happy birthday to all of the amazing, amazing people. And I have quite a few people that I have to say happy birthday to. So let me go ahead and let me get this together. And we are going to go ahead and we're going to sing happy birthday and say happy birthday to y'all. Y'all know how I feel. So here it is, guys. The birthday song. Let's get it popping.
BG, you and the crew. Holla. Yeah, that's us. We bad. We back. We want y'all to know we get into the birthday thing. Now I want everybody to put your hand up in there if you got a birthday. And I don't care if it already came or if it already passed. Everybody say time for birthday party rush. Everybody get up. Hey y'all, I'm having a ball. I hope you're doing fine. Because anytime is a happy time for birthday party rush. You know we don't entertain. Yes,
amazing friends, and their birthday is here. So, Katura Evans, happy birthday, beloved. Wendy, I love you, girl. Happy birthday. Sheed, happy birthday. Danielle, happy birthday. Evelyn, Keisha, Kavina, happy birthday. Shavania, happy birthday. And my girl, Cha Cha Nicole. If you guys do not know who she is, this young lady is absolutely amazing, awesome, and amazing. She is an amazing seamstress. She is an amazing teacher. She had her own, and I'm not too sure if she still has it or not, but down at the Frankfurt area, she had her own The Soical Cafe, where you can go and you can learn. They had classes and things like that. She's just super dope. And Femme Fatale, happy birthday to you guys. I am so excited. I hope you guys have a great time and that you guys enjoy your birthday. Cheers, y'all, from the V-Spot. I absolutely love that song. It's nothing like the old, songs, right? It's nothing like that. So big up to my mama. God bless you, mama, who always played those songs all loud, you know, all loud. And I was so upset. And now here I am. Look, I can't do without it. Okay. So let's see, y'all. What else is going on? It's just so much. Like, this week, as I was following some things, there was just so much that was going on, and I was trying to pick out, because you know our experience is only an hour, and I just didn't even want to, you know, hoard or overly talk, right? But there's so much that is going on. A lot has happened. Allegedly, the Peloton bike. Now, I love the whole Peloton system, right? My bestie, hey Shane, my bestie has the Peloton bike, and you know, it's really, really dope. And I want to say, I'm not too sure, but I believe that the whole Peloton experience, you know, they have the bike and they have the mirror and, you know, they have the weights and things like that, was the first to do it. That's what I want to say, but I'm really, really not too sure. I don't follow it as much as I should, but I don't know if you guys saw, but way back when, someone had a heart attack after using this Peloton bike, right? So they had a heart attack, and, you know, they wanted some deliberations and things of that nature. Well, I want to say that it was SVU, or it was one of the shows. One second, y'all, because I'm going to find out for you really, really quick. A second, y'all. It was a show. I want to get their names, right? So it was two characters that actually did it, right? So Billions, do you guys watch Billions? I've never, ever, ever watched Billions. Big up to Billions. I've never watched it. If you were a Billions fan, please let me know what you guys think about that, okay? So he was on the Peloton bike. So they show it, you know, he's working out on the Peloton bike. And someone comes in, they rush in, and he's like, I can't breathe. My chest is hurting, you know. And the guy's like, you're having a heart attack, right? The ambulance people tell him that he's having a heart attack. A heart attack while he was doing the spin bike. Now, this is not the first time that that happened. Before, on HBO Cinemax, and just like that, the same thing happened with Chris North. He went into cardiac arrest while he was working out, right? So that was Chris North. I'm sorry, y'all. That was Chris North. And then the Sex and the City revival, you know, it happened the same way as well. But listen, Peloton snaps back. And Peloton says, we had no idea one, that they were going to use our bike in this series or in this segment or in this area. And two, you must use the Peloton bike and you must make sure that you get, you know how they always say consult a physician? Make sure you consult a physician before, you know, attempting to get on this bike or attempting to do this because, you know, it's for the strenuous. So then they also added, the clapback was real. Cheers. So then they also added, you must, you know, be fit and using our bike is going to help you maintain a healthy lifestyle. So apparently this has happened before. And, you know, I don't know what the outcome of that is going to be, but I'm so happy that Peloton was able to clap back and say, well, we didn't even know that you guys were using our bikes. Like, wait a minute. Aren't you guys supposed to do something? You're so big. This show is so huge that, you know, if there's going to be some sort of sponsorship or some sort of using our stuff, you know, you must let us know. Furthermore, you have to make sure that when you're using this exercise equipment that you are consulting in a physician to make sure you are doing it properly, to make sure you are protecting yourself. So, big ups to Peloton, and I don't know what the ending of that is going to be, but I can tell you guys right now that my bestie looks amazing, and she has the Peloton, like, I wouldn't say she has the own series, the whole series, so, you know, the bike is dope, the bike is super dope, you go on there, and you're able to, construct your whole workout plan, and things like that, so, yeah. It's like super dope. On to more things. Are you guys ready for this? So, my uncle Biden, B-I-D-E-N, was coming into Pittsburgh. He was going to give a speech. You know, he was going to come and he was going to talk. Well, while all of that was going on, the Pittsburgh Bridge collapsed. Oh, it was absolutely crazy. It collapsed. The bridge, the entire bridge just collapsed. And in the midst of that, and it didn't make it any better because if you're in Pittsburgh, you already know that they got that snow, they got that crazy weather. So it was absolutely horrible. People were driving, and I just cannot imagine. Now, in my readings and in my findings, that one car rolled down into the debris, but everybody is fine. I'm not too sure. I will definitely follow back up so I can look into it and I can see. But it looks like, or it appeared like, everybody was fine and no one got hurt. So thank you. You know, so much for that. And listen, guys, it is going to be a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill to fix that bridge. Wow. Wow, wow, and wow. Wow. So, yep. And, you know, Joe was saying, I'm going to foot the bill. I'm going to help. And, you know, I'm going to do exactly what it is that I'm going to do. You know, and it was so crazy because they formed a human chain to get people out of this bus. There were people on the bus, which kind of sort of resembles like a mega bus. You know, or those transportation buses. I mean, I've never been to Pittsburgh. I've driven through Pittsburgh, but I've never been. So I don't know if this is like their transportation where it's like a double wide bus. If you're in Philly, we have those. We have the double wide buses, and that gives me the appearance, or when I look at it, like it's the same thing. I'm not too sure if it was, you know, just a double wide bus, their buses, or if it was some sort of like crazy transportation bus or something. I'm really, really, really not too sure. But yes, it was absolutely crazy. It happened in the early hours. As I continue to read up on it, it looks as if everybody is fine. Nobody is seriously hurt. I'm so, so grateful for that. So, you know, it's just very scary. And it looks very, very, very scary. So, yeah. So, that's that, y'all. So, the very, very, very sexy hunk of a man, Jason Momoa, and we spoken about him last week on the V-Spot, or the week prior on the V-Spot, is allegedly in negotiations to star in the Fast and the Furious 10, right? So, you know, there was so much that was going on, you know, between Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, can you smell what he's cooking? And Vin Diesel, or so they say. This is another allegedly, because I'm not too sure. I'm not friends with either one of them. But I'm just so happy that Jason Momoa is still going to step in and still going to do, you know, or going to store it into the Fast and the Furious 10. Now, my daughter loves the Fast and the Furious, right? She absolutely loves it. I cannot get into it. I've probably watched the first three, I don't know, maybe, but yeah, she is a very, very huge fan of that. So yes, all right, let's move on. We're going to go ahead and we're going to pay another bill, y'all. Okay, we're going to pay yet another bill, and then we're going to move on to another hit, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk some more. So thank you guys for coming into the V-Spot with my empty drink. Cheers to all of you guys. Let's go ahead and let's pay this bill really quick, y'all. See you in a moment.
Together in a different place, from the lovers, all of these ideas came to peace. us and everything in between. And then suddenly, between 23, and then we got pressure for taking the life more seriously. We got a dead end jobs and got bills to pay. Our old friends and our enemies. And now I'm thinking back to when I was young, back to the day when I was falling in love. He used to meet me on the east side, in the city where the sun goes down. And every day, you know, we'll be driving through the back streets in a blue Corvette. And baby, you know, I just wanna live tonight. We can go anywhere, we won't drive down to the coast. Jump in the sea, just take my hand and come to me. Singing, we can do anything if we put it down to it. Take your whole life and you put it down to it. All love is yours if you need it to be a kid. You can make it hard, cause I ain't gonna break it. So come away, starting to taste. Starting to learn together in a different place. All the love is all of these ideas came to be. So better for now, we're with you.
Amazing time. As always, I have such a grand time when we are together. I want to thank you guys so much for coming in. I want to thank you guys for being here. I tried my best, and I'm going to continue to try my best not to be a Debbie Downer with just all of the bad stuff that's going on. You know, you guys hear so much of that already. I just don't want to discuss that. I just don't want to discuss that. I want you guys to know that no matter what city you are in, and I'm going to continue to say this all the time, there are share food programs as well as places where you can go to pick up food. If you need something, please, please, please do not reach out for help if you need it. Okay? We all know that so much is going on. So much is happening, and people just need a little bit of help, right? So know that there are people that is here for you. We are all rooting for everyone to be okay, and for everyone to just make it, It is so, so much that's going on. So I love you guys so much. Listen. So, you guys know I love Netflix, right? I absolutely, absolutely love Netflix. I always find a Netflix fine. Meanwhile, if you guys are watching Ozark, listen, Ozark is the slowest, most craziest, most intense series I've ever seen in my life. I love, love, love Ozark. And a new season is out. So a new season is out on Netflix. So make sure you guys go ahead and check that out. But allegedly, the judge rules that Netflix can be sued over defamation of character over the hit series Queen Gambit. And it says that, you know, the final scene misrepresented the career achievements of the trailblazer and chess champion. Can I say that I don't think it did? If you know about the Queen's Gambit and you guys read about that, we read the Queen's Gambit in school. We had to read the book, right? So if you know about the Queen's Gambit and you guys know, she was an amazing, amazing chess champion. Awesome. Awesome and amazing, right? I think that the end, you know, sometimes that's how movies and series are. They want you to come back. They want you to want more, right? They want you to say what else is next, what else is going on. But they're saying, you know, when she beat the gentleman at the end, that it was not played out the way that they would have liked it to be played out. But I think that it was awesome. I think that it was amazing. I absolutely love The Queen's Gambit. And I will watch it again. But y'all, Netflix is doing so much now where they leave things on there for a while and then take it off. So if The Queen's Gambit is not there anymore, if you guys may have some other form of a streaming app, I'm quite sure you can catch it there. But The Queen's Gambit is very good. Okay, so I'm trying to see what else, because I know that there is so much more, and you guys know, again, how I try not to do all of the weird stuff, because it's already so much stuff that is going on. So let's find another tune really quick. Let's find another tune, see what else that we can get into since we are getting ready to call it a night. I want to play so bad, but you guys already know how, you know, playing bang, how it can cut us off. So I don't really want to do that, but that's my girl. That is my girl. So what we're going to do is we're going to add Bay to the V-Spot so you guys can go ahead and listen to that as well. You guys can hear it. You can go there and listen to it because I don't want to. So we are going to do Soul Sister. We are getting ready to go, y'all. I want to thank you guys so much for coming into the V-Spot. Please, please, please make sure with this snow and with it being so tricky that you guys are taking precaution and moving slow, right? Don't be so quick to go nowhere because this weather is absolutely crazy. Be sure to join us tomorrow. We have something exciting to tell you guys. The No BS Dual Show, that is the KNOWBS Dual Show, is scheduled to air tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you guys come in and make sure you guys listen out for that. Okay. And also, we have some stuff to tell you guys. Something went down today. Something is going down tomorrow with one of the hosts of the Know, the KNOWBS Dual Show. So we're going to let you guys know some stuff, okay? So this goes out to Sean. Sean, you are doing absolutely amazing. Congratulations, beloved, on everything that you are doing. Congratulations on what's getting ready to go on, okay? We are so proud of you here under the CKBSDS Productions and also under the V-Spot. And I'm quite sure under every experience that you're here, you rock. So continue to move on, continue to fly high, and just do what you do, girl. So this is for you, my soul sister. Bye, Bilal, y'all. I love y'all. It is nothing you can do about it. Understand that the doors of the V-Spot is getting ready to close. Get your feet off my furniture. Make sure you clean up and you take everything that you came with. Until next time, guys, be safe and be safe. Okay? I love y'all. Bye now.
Yes, baby. The V-Spot.
From our families to yours, be blessed. Mask up, and please continue to practice social distancing. Have a good night.